Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just want to give you a quick heads up, friends. On Monday, June 28th at 6 p.m., we are going to be at KHNC 1360 AM. They're actually doing an event there. I don't know how that's going to work. I guess they know better than I do. But hopefully we're going to basically overflow the place. And if that happens right next to KHNC 1360 AM in Johnstown, Colorado, there is more space available. But we're going to be there June 28th, this Monday at 6 p.m. So we don't want you to not have the information so that you might excuse yourself from not coming all the way over there in your local neighborhood to visit with Bradley Dean, who just drove 17 hours. No condemnation to those that are there. I'm totally playing, but we are going to be there. So there's going to be an event there at KHNC 1360 AM there in Johnstown, Colorado. Do forgive me. Wanted to let you know too, friends. I'll get more information for you as the show rolls out. We got you for 2 hours today. Wanted to tell you thank you very much for making us the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts. As a matter of fact, now that I'm thinking about it, I've never done this before, so I'm going to do it for you now. I want you to go ahead and go on social media platforms. You can go over from sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe on that page. Subscribe to our live feed. Just go ahead and scroll Sons of Liberty Live right up above sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll see it there. Subscribe to that live feed from Rumble. But if you look at Genesis Communication Networks, we're always right there between me and I don't know why, but it's always between me and Alex Jones. And it's always been, interestingly enough, it's always been, when I was on Salem Communications for 13 years out of Minneapolis area, it was always me and Alex Jones. Now, I don't know why that is, but for me, that works, and I appreciate the opportunity. But again, thank you for making us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts over there on the sonsoflibertymedia.com and GCN Genesis Communication Networks. So again, if you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you go right there on a social media platform. If not, go over to Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble and subscribe to that page. You'll never miss us, no matter what the big tech companies do, and hopefully they're going to stay true to principle here concerning free speech and the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. You go to the right side of that page, you will see social media platforms. Go ahead and join on, subscribe. Also, friends, do yourself a favor and check out the 10 to 13 to 15 articles that are posted every single day on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Why all the heavy censorship? Because they don't want you to have the information that we're giving you, because it exposes them for who they are. Luke 12:2. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed. There's nothing hid that shall not be made known. After you do that, you can also jump over to that beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, we're up on the top left page there. top left page. Join us on social media platforms as well, friends. If you want to call in, please do so. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this was the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to cover a couple things today concerning the next 2 hours. And again, if you want to call in, we want you to call in. Pro or con, it matters not. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, keep in mind the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. It's sound doctrine, which means sound means defined Webster's 1828 without error. We're holding to the Word of God and we're holding to the U.S. Constitution. And if you're looking for resolve, then that's where you need to go. There's no other place to go. It's because we have wickedly departed from God. That's why we're in trouble today. But again, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be talking about wolves in sheep's clothing. I've said this a million times, and I'll say it a million times more until it gets into your heart. God speaks to the heart, not the head. And what is that? Folks, when they sell politicians as the good guy, they come out swinging for the people. DeSantis, Florida, Abbott, Texas, Noam, South Dakota. The list goes on. They sell them as the good guys, right? Well, if you pay attention to the fruit, because Jesus said, judge them by their fruit, you're going to find out as to who they really are. They sell them to you, the mainstream media does, as the good guy. But I'm here to tell you, as I've always told you, watch out. The Bible's clear when he says, give them time. The Lord will bring all things to the light, as they say in the world, friends. Give them enough rope and they will hang themselves, no ifs, ands, or buts about it, because that's exactly what's going on with Ron DeSantis from Florida concerning his anti-vaccine passport, his bill. You know what it reminds me of? And it's every given scenario. It's every given case. They sell it to the people as if to suggest that it's for the people. But when you see the bill and you look at the pork outweighs the good that it was supposed to do for the people. Do you remember right before Donald Trump left the People's White House? And do you remember this bill that they signed, friends, you know, the bill to aid the American people concerning the COVID relief bill? You remember that? And then we found out a week after he left, it was broadcast and promulgated throughout the country as to what was in the bill. And then we found out that 1% of that bill had nothing to do with the relief. It had everything in the world to do with stealing money from the taxpayers and supporting foreign countries on a global basis. See, that's how you establish a global order, a one world order, friends. You steal from those that work, and then you keep spending their money illegally and reallocating it to that which you want to aggrandize concerning the powers that you desire to have. That's what tyrants do. There's nothing legal about it. But again, I just wanted to tell you, it's the same thing going on with Mr. Abbott in Texas, the same thing going on with DeSantis in Florida. It's the opposite of what the media has put them up to be. They're not good, they're bad. And how do we know good and bad and ugly, friends? We judge them by their fruit. Matthew 7:16, 2 Corinthians 11:14-15, as well as church, know your place, know your anointing, the anointing that teaches you all things and guides you into all truth and gives you perfect knowledge of every circumstance and opportunity. 1 John 1:27. Go to Ezekiel 44:23, and we're going to come back to this. Now, what I want to get to, friends, really quick is just start hitting off some issues, cleaning up, friends, topics that people have averted from or distracted you from because they're too afraid to hit the issues. We're going to hit those in just a couple of minutes. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
This is craziness. You know, and I'm going to do my best to hit many of these topics and, again, do my best to clean up what people have left off concerning the expose and the truth of the matter when it comes to, again, this plandemic. If you have not seen this, Tim Brown in the morning show faithfully showed you, Americans, and his viewers across the globe as to what's taking place in that of the UK once again. If you're on a social media platform, you can see this right now. And I'm going to go ahead and play this out, but this is Tim talking to a nurse from the UK, and this is live footage. Apparently, it looks like it's either from a helicopter or a drone, but look at it, block after block after block after block after block after block after block of protests coming from the constituents there in the UK. How come you're not hearing of any of this over here in America? How come you're not hearing any of this protest going on over in Europe or France or Germany in the millions? How come you're not hearing from the protest going on in Romania when 2 million people gathered and they demanded their government to stand down because they're going to be replaced? And by the way, they have every right under God to do so. How come we're not hearing about all the protests going on in Belgium? Americans, I mean, it's only a question that you can answer. How come you're not hearing about all the protests, literally in the hundreds of thousands, and in some cases millions of people gathering on the streets, beyond police control, which puts up a chill concerning any tyrant, friends, that wants power, because they see the people are not going to bend the knee, Romans 12:21 and Romans 13 in proper biblical perspective and in context. How come we're not hearing about this? How come we're not hearing about the protests going on over in Australia, friends? And you know what's crazy about all this? The only ones that are really standing down on a global basis, you ready for this? Are the American people. And it's funny because these countries that are protesting their governments for corruption, concerning this pandemic. They're looking to Americans to get back to the Word of God and to the U.S. Constitution in righting the wrongs, because their hope lies within you, Americans. What are you doing with that responsibility? I can hear it right now, friends. To whom much has been given, much is required. We have people all over the world protesting their governments, and the American people are still sitting back waiting for their politician to deliver them from only what the Lord can. Isn't this craziness? Oh, it's happening all over. If you're on social media platforms, friends, I'm showing you live footage from Tim Brown's morning show on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. And concerning his interview with that Nurse Kate, I don't know her last name, forgive me. But look at this. This is live film. What do you hear in the American mainstream media? Crickets. Crickets, Americans. The world's up in arms concerning those globalists who are behind this pandemic, and Americans who are supposed to be and claim to be American Christian patriots are standing down waiting for their favorite politicians to deliver them from what only the Lord can. And I can guarantee you this right now, you're not going to be raptured from responsibility. The Lord is not going to raise up an army today. He never has in the past. He never will in the present, nor in the future will he raise up an army to take them out of doing what he raised them up to do. And that's to fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12. But again, friends, I just wanted to share that with you just to kind of, am I doing that to shame the apathetic? Am I doing that to shame the tolerant into action? Hey, folks, whatever works, right? You know, but if that's what they feel, or if they feel condemnation, I'm here to tell you there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus doing the right thing, fighting the good fight of faith, because they understand, again, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, because they understand through Scripture that they're supposed to be on the offensive and not on the defensive. And yet maybe it's a good time for the American people to sit down now and look to foreign countries to see what it is that we're responsible for leading up as we follow the Christ. Remember the flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War or the War of Independence, right? That's more rightly to be stated as to what it was. The War of Independence. Remember the flags? No king but King Jesus, appeal to heaven. Now in America, you know what it's succumbed to and what it's become? Friends, the American people waving flags of their favorite politicians who've continuously over and over and over again turned on them. Well, the Bible's clear. Isaiah 30, read it when you get a moment. Jeremiah 17, 9. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. And so it is. Hey, I'm here to tell you, friends, all those politicians, all those clowns in the circus of politics, the good and the bad, and I'm going to expose more of that today according to Mark 8, 15. I'm here to tell you today, friends, that they're all clowns in the circus of politics. Just like Jesse Ventura, love him or hate him, he was right when he said it. He said that politics and pro wrestling are identical. They are not opposed to one another, friends. They're working for the same powers that one another are, that are destroying this country today. I want to get over to this really quick. I did an article this week on Biden no, Trump yes. I want to get over to, just like his daddy, Franklin Graham is nothing more than controlled opposition. Well, Bradley, come on. Now, this is, by the way, I'm going to stop real quick. This is where I want all of you Billy Grammers and you Franklin Grammers to call in and correct me. I want to stand corrected in the face of America, 153 cities. I want to stand corrected in the face of 53 countries concerning controlled opposition. And I'm talking about the ecumenical preachers, that of Billy Graham, Oneness Preachers, right? And Franklin Graham. And I'm going to explain to you right now. But if you want to call in and set me straight, please do. Jude 1-3. Check it out. But 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Before you change the channel, I want to tell you something. If you think that they're the ones that need to be emulated, Hebrews 13:7, I'm here to tell you there's nothing further from the truth. Okay? They're impotent. And when they should be standing up against political opposition in following Christ, they are submitting hand in glove with your political opposition, friends, trying to be, well, as the sheep bell. or the bell sheep, however you want to say it, the one that leads them out. Well, that's why they have Franklin Graham there. That's why they have, in the past, Billy Graham there. What are you talking about? Well, listen carefully. 1 Kings 13:33. Let's take it to the scriptures. After this thing, the corrupt king Jeroboam returned not from his evil way. He went on in his evil way, okay? But made again of the lowest of the people priests. This includes politicians. This includes pop stars, movie stars. This includes those that call themselves evangelicals that lead up the church. Look what they've led us to, friends. Okay? But it says in 1 Kings 13:33, but made again of the lowest people, priests of the high places. They elevated them into positions of leadership. Why? To lower the expectation, to get away with more than they could ever get away with from before. Because if you don't believe the corrupt king, you're surely going to believe the godly man, right? And every tyrant and dictator in the past, in the present, and friends, you're going to see it in the future, they always surround themselves with what? Priests, or the evangelicals, or the pastors. Why? Because they want to be christened by them evangelicals or priests in such a fashion to put you back to sleep and suggesting to you and relaying to you that everything's okay. See, Billy Graham approves of me. See, Franklin Graham approves of me. You see how that works? That's what's happening here. And I finish. Whosoever would... In other words, he found voluntary individuals that would basically submit to the corruptions of Jeroboam and the king. He consecrated him, and he became one of the priests of the high places. It's exactly what's happening. Now, it's nothing new because, again, controlled opposition has been around since the beginning of time. Since the beginning of time, friends. Stooges that will do what they are told, and in turn they are given to the approbation and admiration of men. Read Jude 1:16 when you get a moment. And again, this applies to actors, musicians, politicians, clergymen, and the list goes on. I'm going to play a video for you, some audio for you, and I want you to decide for yourself as to judging men by their fruit, regardless of who they are. And I'm going to lay to your candor, why did Billy Graham get a Hollywood star? And I'm going to play the audio video for you in just a moment. But I want you first to go back and understand, when we look to see many in the American church today, it's not hard to identify those priests that have been put up by the corrupt establishments. Okay? Let me ask you another question. To those that are evangelical leaders, to those that are priests that are allegedly leading the Catholic Church, and the list goes on, are they fighting, are they exposing, are they tearing down the establishment that everybody's sick and tired of, or are they going right along with them, hook, line, and sinker, lock and step, hand in glove? Only you can answer it. Of course they are. They're not opposed to them. They're confirming their stance, okay? Now, what I want you to check out is it tells us in Matthew 4:9, and I'm going to leave it with you on this, and then I'll come right back to it. Satan said unto Jesus, if you remember right in Matthew 4:9, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Let's end on that note. I'm going to take a quick break. It's a hard break, and I'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. A structural field survey report completed nearly 3 years before the collapse of the Champlin Tower South condominium complex in Surfside raised concerns about structural damage to the concrete slab below the pool deck and cracking and spalling located in the parking garage. A former hospital technician in Texas is speaking out about being fired for refusing to get vaccinated against the coronavirus. Latricia Blank worked as an ultrasound technician at Houston Methodist.
When I found out they were going to mandate it, my husband and I had a very difficult conversation. I was like, okay, do I need to go ahead and do it? I don't want to, but to keep my job, which also has insurance for our family. It was a very hard decision. I love the people that I work with.
This is USA Radio News. The investigation continues into the Surfside, Florida residential building collapse that left 4 people dead and 159 still missing. On Friday night, Surfside town leaders held an emergency meeting where they discussed what happened in the hours before the fatal incident and what must be done to avoid a similar tragedy in the future. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was sentenced Friday to 22.5 years in prison for the murder of George Floyd, whose dying gasps under Chauvin's knee led to the biggest outcry against racial injustice in the U.S. in generations. Chauvin's mother addressed the court.
It has been difficult for me to hear and read what the media, public, and prosecution team believe Derek to be an aggressive, heartless, and uncaring person. I can tell you that is far from the truth.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What are your thoughts? Hey, folks, just the other day I had a show where I brought Tim Brown on with me, Sons of Liberty Radio.com morning show, and he had found some startling information about John McAfee and this relation to the Miami building that just collapsed, and he's looking for more information to bring confirmation, because we're not going to speculate here on the show. We want facts, hard facts, and we want eyewitnesses that can confirm the information that we get here if we don't get it directly. But they're spending a lot of time trying to cover up that situation with that building, aren't they, in Miami? I wonder why that might be. I just posted on social media platforms, was the Miami building that collapsed related to John McAfee and his death? You might be surprised, friends, as to what's going on, because it is just very revealing, very telling, when the media spends that much time trying to cover up as to what took place there in Miami and that building. And it's again, the anointing. The Lord said he'd give you an anointing to see. He would open your ears to hear. This stuff is not difficult to see, and put up that up against people that don't want to hear, because they willfully don't want to hear. These are the people that could be transported to the sun, and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. They don't want to partake in reality. They want to create a God that looks just like them, and they've forgotten the second commandment found in Exodus 20, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a God to suit your sins, a God that doesn't mind you leaving off his commandments, a God that doesn't mind you lying and stealing and cheating and having other gods and the such. Well, I'm here to tell you, there is no such God, just for the record. Okay, so to basically break that lie down, just like Gideon did, did in concerning his father's lies and his altars. That's what we're doing here. Judges 6. Read it when you get a moment because it applies to so many in this country. Also put that up against Jeremiah 5:21 when you get a moment. So what I want to do is I want to get back to this again. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Want to get back to Trump, yes. And just like his daddy, Franklin Graham is nothing more than controlled opposition. Prove me wrong. Prove otherwise. Okay? Matthew 4:9 says, "And Satan said unto him, and all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Now, I know that many people have been ingrained into the fact that Billy Graham was God's man. Okay, just consider all the presidents and the administrations that he was a part of. Did things get better with him in that position? Or did all of a sudden you begin to see Billy Graham just kind of, well, give affirmation concerning those administrations? And I'm talking about criminal administrations, okay? If you do your homework on the Grahams, you're going to find that they're ecumenical preachers. You're going to find out that they're controlled opposition. They're the lead bell sheep. They want you to keep your eyes on them as if to suggest that that is who you need to emulate. And I am here again to tell you there's nothing further from the truth, okay? Judge them by their fruit. 1-866-582-9933. Now, I just said, Satan said to Jesus, "All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Matthew 4:9. Okay? If men that profess to know scriptures would take the time to discern, it is relatively easy to detect. Again, Ezekiel 44:23. It also tells us, and I want to give you just a little testimonial here. I remember when I was a little kid, and I remember my mom brought us to one of these meetings with Billy Graham. And I remember all the people that were there. And I also remember all the bumper stickers on the back of the cars. They were Billy Graham bumper stickers. Billy Graham this and Billy Graham that. I didn't see any scriptures on the back of their cars. You may have seen one or two cars with Jesus Christ on the back. But for the most part, it was easily Billy Graham taking precedent concerning the bumper stickers on the back of the cars. Now, it's funny, too, because in most cases all across the country, I find out that, you know, easily 97% of the people that call themselves, out of the 86% that call themselves Christians, don't even know Scripture. And yet that's the first prerequisite, John 7:17, after denying yourself and taking up your cross and following the Christ. Okay? So it comes as no surprise that when you speak out against Billy Graham, it's interesting how people will go to his defense, but when you bring it to Scripture, they don't know what to do. They're bewildered. Why? Again, because they don't know what Scripture has to say. But they'll do everything in their power to defend Billy or Franklin Graham. And by the way, I would love to get this guy on the radio show. Because he, to me, he's pathetic and he's impotent to say the least. Okay? So when it comes to the likes of the impotent Billy and Franklin Graham, the ecumenical oneness ministers, just ask them. They clearly exhibit the very points in which I'm about to make. Okay? I got a couple articles. When the world needs the church the most, Franklin Graham directs the impotent church to pray when he should be leading them in protest against corruption. Okay? Another article was controlled opposition or options concerning the equality of fascism. You're corralled into the options that they want you to have by the powers that are tolerated. I did another article, and basically it's just an expose concerning the likes of the Grahams. Let me just go ahead and jump forward because I want you to see this, and it is basically brings an exclamation to speculation or a lot of questions concerning the likes of a Billy Graham. Okay, so let's go ahead and just jump on this really quick. And what I want you to see is I want you to see Billy Graham did in fact receive a Hollywood star. And what's going to blow you away is as to who gave him the star, because it's really very, very telling. So let's go ahead and check this out. Billy Graham. Folks, be not deceived with the first appearance of things, for show is not substance. Somehow, and I know not how, in Hollywood, they put up these fallen, demoralized, and debased reprobates as some sort of standard bearers of moral guidance. They take it so far as to honor the fallen with a star on the sidewalk, suggesting that there is some sort of honor instead of shame obtained when their names are written upon one of them. It tells us in Luke 10:18, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. The stars in Hollywood located on the sidewalks represent a fallen star. Fallen stars are in the Bible represent Satan as those angels who sided with him in rebellion against the God of Israel. Keep in mind, during the turn of the century, Hollywood was originally the location where land was given away freely to congregations that were willing to erect their churches. Also, up until 1968, it was the church's obligation to vet all movies before being released to the populace in America. How far has the church fallen from their duties before God? Friends, Hollywood is the place where the occult is magnified and honored, where witches and warlocks are. True desensitization normalized in where the fallen angels congregate, and the ideologies and manifestations of demons are given life and brought into the mainstream, and yet somehow Hollywood and its fallen stars have become some standard for people to go and to emulate. One star in particular that I couldn't help but notice was that of Billy Graham. Yes, I said Billy Graham, the ecumenical preacher, the oneness evangelical, the evangelical pope as they called him when living. Why would Billy Graham have a Hollywood star? Pedophiles, homosexuals, child murderers, cult leaders, and advocates of every form of evil are praising Billy Graham, and yet Jesus Christ was hated, as were his disciples, 11 of the 12, were martyred. How does this make biblical sense? Jesus Christ was rejected and crucified, but somehow Billy Graham is accepted and praised by the world? The only explanation must be a totally different gospel being preached than that which was preached by Christ himself. There is no other reasonable explanation. The message was and is, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The message was not God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, like that of Billy Graham.
All I am is a messenger to give you a message that God loves you and is willing.
Remember, Jesus said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you're not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you.
Is Billy hated or loved, friends?
26. Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. Quite telling, is it not? Hollywood and its fallen stars have nothing to offer but that which God condemns in so many different ways. Look to the hell that they themselves have helped to create. It is a spirit of Antichrist at work to deceive the people into the ways of deception and at length death and hell. The Bible clearly tells us, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So tell me, why then would Hollywood and the world be loving on Billy Graham so much as to honor him with a Hollywood star?
I can tell you exactly why they loved on Billy Graham and why the professed church in America loves Franklin Graham. Because he's never preached against their sins. He's never led the church out to do the will of God in protest against corruption. I mean, what is the national slogan that was proposed by Ben Franklin, Robert Livingston, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and our forefathers? Rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God. By the way, we just got the t-shirts done. Go ahead and check that out. That is your national slogan that was proposed by your forefathers. Notice the children of Israel safely on the other side of the sea while Pharaoh and his armies were judged by God
And how did he do that? Through the waters. And what's the slogan? Rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God. Boy, that's a far cry from what we've been hearing from the controlled opposition, the Grahams, isn't it? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and for Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives him instant rapport with his generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Join us on social media platforms right on the right side. Subscribe to the page. Subscribe to Rumble, our brand new page, which offers us a live stream because YouTube pulled our sites down after 7 years illegally. Also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. On BeforeIt'sNews.com. Also wanted to say this. Now, there's been several phone calls from all of you little timid sheep. That are too afraid to confront the issues. And obviously you're bent because you're taking shots on or at me online. And I mean, I guess that shows your lack of, and this is all you can retort to, is name-calling. Well, that's not what I'm doing here. I'm exposing these individuals for who they say they are when the opposite is true. Now, I want to take it a step further because if you're angry with me about Franklin Graham or that of his daddy, Billy Graham, and exposing their hypocrisies for what they have left off. Listen, he who is not angry at sin or preaching out against sin, Charles Spurgeon said, is guilty of sin. You will never find the Grahams doing that. Never. No, they call it love to just overlook sin, right? Oh, well, that's kind of opposite of Scripture. Why was Jesus crucified? Because if you look in John 15, he was crucified because he took the cloak of covering from off of them. Okay, that's John 15. It said that in John 7:7, when he was speaking to his brothers that were questioning who Christ was and his credibility, he said, "The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify against the deeds of the world that they're evil." King David went through the same thing in Psalm 109. Okay? And remember, Jesus Christ was crucified for exposing the hypocrites for who they really were. And who were they? They were the Pharisees. They were the Herodians. Corruption in the church, corruption in government. And what were they saying? John 19:15, "Crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar." It's exactly what's going on here. And the false prophets are driving people and corralling people into the same area. And folks, if you put that up against Isaiah 30, you're going to understand that a lot of what's going on that you think is scriptural in this country is not scriptural in any sense of the world, to the word. And we are to hold to the word and not to the opinions of men concerning our favorite preachers or our favorite politicians of the day. Man, we got to get back to, again, the Word of God in doing what it is that we're called to do. I want to take it a step further. Okay, because Franklin Graham, just came out and said no to Biden, but he said yes to Donald Trump. Franklin Graham expressed his support for Meghan McCain, who warned that President Joe Biden is doing grave spiritual harm to himself and the country by walking a fine line by supporting abortion despite being a member of the Catholic Church, which considers abortion a cardinal sin. Well, this exactly goes back to my point in 1 Kings 13:33. These are the ones that are appointed, okay? Sell yourself as a Catholic, and then when you get there, do everything opposite of what a Catholic does. That's what the devil does, okay? And that's why we're supposed to judge them by their fruit, because Satan mocks Christ at every given turn and his word to his own demise, okay? On Monday, episode of The View, McCain, a co-host on the daytime talk show and daughter of the late Republican coward traitor, senator, and former presidential candidate John McCain, said Biden must choose between his Catholic faith and the stance on abortion. Okay, just so everybody understands, abortion's never been legalized. And the same government, by the way, just another branch off that tree, the same government that's telling you you need to get vaccinated are the same ones that illegally sanctioned the murder of over 60 million babies in this country. Okay, I just want to make clear, John 8:44, there's no truth in them devils. Let me go on. If he is for the federal funding of abortion, as far as I'm concerned, abortion is murder. And as far as government funding of the killing of the unborn, we have to, as pro-lifers, fight for the rights of the unborn. Of course, that's called murder. An American government doesn't have a right because God never gave them a right, nor are those that are stealing our money from the coffers to finance abortion have ever received delegated authority from we the people to do such, but they're doing it anyways outside of their scope of authority. And why is that? Because the American people are letting them do that. Okay? Now, Franklin Graham steps up and says, who's president of Samaritan's Purse, posted a statement on Facebook showing his support for McCain's comments and said his hope is that Biden will reconsider his stance on abortion. This is the best that you have with the evangelicals? 1-866-582-9933. I hope the guy that's stealing money from taxpayers said Franklin Graham, son of Billy Graham, said he hopes that Biden will reconsider his stance on abortion. Really? Really? I wonder if that's how he would respond if someone is trying to slice up his children. Probably not. He said, "I have disagreed with Meghan on a number of political issues, but I think she is absolutely right on this issue." Graham said in a post on Tuesday regarding McCain, who is a pro-life Republican, but does not always align herself with the socially conservative views. This is Franklin Graham. Okay? He said, "I appreciate..." What is he doing? He's christening her. He's giving her the nod. "I appreciate that Meghan isn't afraid to state the truth and that she is willing to defend life even if it's politically correct to some." Graham said, "I pray." That's all they do, is to teach you to go back to sleep, leave it up to God, rather than doing your duty out of gratitude towards God for what Jesus did for us on the cross and redeeming us back to the Father. No, he says, "Church, just pray. Pray." You know, it reminds me of that of a former slave, Frederick Douglass. who preceded that of Martin Luther King back in the 1800s, by the way. And he was a slave, and he said he prayed for 20 years that he might be freed. Now listen to me carefully, because the Bible's clear in James 2:14-26, faith without works is dead. Okay? Frederick Douglass said, as a slave, that he prayed for 20 years that he might be freed. He said, listen carefully, friends, nothing happened until I put my feet to my prayers. Exactly. Is that what Franklin's leading the church to do to those that have put Franklin in the place of Christ? Absolutely not. And there's the downfall of the evangelicals right there. Franklin said that he will pray, but failed to highlight the fact that his man, by the way, former President Donald Trump, who is in fact responsible, though he kept referring to himself as the most pro-life president in American history, Matthew 23, verse 3, and I'm talking about Donald Trump, for funding more abortions than any other president, Proverbs 6:17 put it up against. Bradley, that's just not true. Oh, it's not. Okay. Well, if you're on a social media platform, let me show you some things that you probably haven't seen, because what we're finding out is Donald Trump actually gave and funded Planned Parenthood more than any other president in American history. How is he selling himself to the American people? As the most pro-life president in the history of America. Of course. Of course. Satan transforms himself as an angel of light. Okay, well, if you want to be fair about it and you want to judge him by his fruit, then look at the facts. He gave over $100 million more to Planned Parenthood, Donald Trump did, than that of Barack Hussein Obama. Obama gave $500 million illegally to Planned Parenthood. It's blood money, okay? It's campaign money is what it is. Obama gave $500 million. Donald Trump gave over $600 million. Okay, so if you want to stick to the facts, we can do that. If you want to just stick to what the mainstream media says, you know, that those outlets that you say you don't believe, I got some new information for you. Do you want to see it or do you not want to see it? Okay, because I have it if you want to see it. If you want the facts, if you want the truth that makes men free, I can show it to you. Okay. Because, again, what's happening is you are being lied to in a major way. Donald Trump was never the most pro-life president in the history of America. Folks, we didn't have abortion up until 1973. Do you think this through? Was anybody paying attention about the sleight of hand that was taking place by Donald Trump and on so many different issues? Even the most pro-Second Amendment president ever in the history of America. Did you know that he outsold guns? He was the greatest gun salesman in American history, Donald Trump was. Because Americans were awake to the fact that he signed on to over 55 unconstitutional legislative acts, they call it, that undermined the Second Amendment through 26 different governors after the alleged shooting that took place there in Florida. That was the first 500 days of his criminal administration. Nobody wanted to pay attention to that, did they? No, they didn't want to. But you know what? Facts are stubborn things. So regardless if you like it or not, these are the facts. And know who you are supporting, friends. I wanted to show you something else, too, concerning that of Donald Trump being the most pro-life president ever in the history of America. As a matter of fact, February 9th, 2018... this was reported by CNS News. Despite promising to defund Planned Parenthood, President Donald Trump signed on to a budget Friday, which passed by the Republican-led Congress that fully funds the nation's largest abortion provider. Did you hear about that? No, you sure didn't. And the only place that you're ever going to hear that is here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Why? Because we're here to serve God and the people. We're not here to be subservient to a bunch of corrupt politicians, friends, like that of the Grahams were and still remain so. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to smokybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.